Roberto Canseco moved to North Carolina 15 years ago from Tijuana, Mexico. He didn't know any English then. After working briefly at a restaurant, Canseco is now going on 13 years with a local demolition crew. He's soft-spoken and stocky with the build of a wrestler. Over the years, Canseco has been stopped by sheriff deputies, but it's more frequent now.
These last 2 years, 4 times. For us, it's like intimidating, you know?
Canseco legally got a North Carolina driver's license when he moved here, but in the post-9/11 world, the requirements are now more difficult. The license expired, and he is unable to get another one without a green card. Canseco lives with his 2 young daughters and wife, who is also an undocumented immigrant from Mexico. He feels his family and other Latinos in Alamance County are being targeted by the sheriff's department.
We live in mobile home park. They will stop at the exit waiting there. People scared to even get out to get some stuff.
Canseco says he has never been arrested, but he says earlier this year he was at a Biscuitville when an officer watched him come out of the fast food chain. After Canseco ate his food, he says the deputy followed him for about a mile and pulled him over.
And I asked him, I said, well, may I know why you stopped me? Oh, I just checked your tags and that's all. I said, okay. He said, yeah, I just need you to have a license, but you didn't do anything. But, you know, no reason. They kind of rude. And then he's like, all right, well, I'm going to walk away. I'm going to hide over there. When you don't see me, then you can go.
Canseco received a $240 ticket for driving without a license. Alamance was one of 6 counties, along with the city of Durham, that were participating in the 287G deportation program. That program extends limited federal immigration powers to local law enforcement, allowing them to process and begin deportation for suspected undocumented immigrants. The Department of Justice said last week that the discrimination Canseco and others are speaking out about is widespread and in violation of the program. In the findings of a 2-year probe into alleged ethnic profiling, the DOJ says Latinos are 4 to 10 times more likely to be pulled over in Alamance County.
We will fight these allegations because they're absolutely not true.
That's Alamance County Sheriff Terry Johnson, who's been on the job 10 years. The DOJ declined an interview request, but an official said in a statement, the department hopes to work with the Alamance County Sheriff's Office to resolve the concerns. Johnson sees nothing to resolve and will fight the claims he says lack specifics.
They say they have talked to 125 people, but they have not given us a name of a single one of those individuals or any factual basis for these complaints.
Johnson says his officers will continue to serve and protect the people of Alamance, and that the real issue here is individuals driving without a license. Marty Rosenbluth doesn't want people driving without a license either. He's an immigration rights attorney. Rosenbluth says it would be reasonable to help working people get a license for practical and safety reasons.
If you're going to be rear-ended by someone, I think most people would prefer that they be licensed and insured.
Rosenbluth has represented dozens of undocumented immigrants from Alamance County.
I think that most states are kind of realizing that it's counterproductive. And I'm sure the states can figure out a way to give driver's licenses to folks that would be limited enough that it wouldn't, you know, jeopardize, you know, national security.
Rosenbluth says following the release of its report last week, the DOJ has dismissed immigration cases for 6 of his clients in Alamance County. The County Board of Commissioners is scheduled to meet in closed session on Monday to discuss the report. Johnson is not facing criminal charges, but the Department of Justice says it will pursue litigation if the two sides cannot work together. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.